This week on Intrigued, Full Effect.
Now, Imani was in a same-sex relationship with one of the three perpetrators. And he knew all three of these individuals. He knew them well. They all knew one another. So these were not strangers who were violently assaulting Imani.
I'm Chandrea Thomas, and welcome to episode 58. In this podcast, I talk about curious cases, disappearances, and other stuff. And today I'm talking about the disappearance and death of 27-year-old Armani Morgan from Dallas, Texas. According to police, Armani vanished on June 3rd of 2017 and was quickly reported missing by family members who couldn't reach him later that day. Then, 7 weeks later, his remains were found on July 24th at the 2900 block of Wilhurt Avenue near a grassy wooded area, less than 1 mile from his home. Investigators say Armani was known to spend time in that area. I spoke to Armani's aunt, Robin Johnson, who says Armani was attacked, shot at, and stalked in the weeks and days leading up to his disappearance by three people, two men and a woman. According to Robin, one male was killed in 2019, the other is in prison, and the female is out on the street. She refers to them as perpetrators throughout the podcast, and of course, I'm not naming anyone because no one has been officially charged in Armani's death. I reached out to Dallas police and had a deep conversation with Robin about the case. This is what happened.
For people who may not be familiar with Armani's story, so tell me, what happened to your nephew, and when did you find out that there was something really wrong going on?
Well, my youngest daughter, who is a year older than Armani, they had a close bond. They were more like sister and brother versus first cousin. And once she didn't hear from him on June the 3rd, she knew something was wrong because they spoke to each other every day.
You know, what's interesting is that because I was looking, kind of researching it and going through information about this case, there's a lot of stuff in layers to what's going on with it. Mm-hmm. But essentially, let's just kind of start from the beginning for those who may not know Armani's full story. And just to be clear, so people understand, first off, let me say this. Let's get to the stuff that everything that led to his disappearance, because people, you know, Armani was gay, but people, there's some confusion about transgender versus he just liked to, you know, wear women's clothing here and there, right?
That's correct. And that was the label. That's the presumption that law enforcement and other news article outlets, say for instance, like Channel 8 News and Dallas Morning News, which was one of the major newspaper sources here in Dallas, Texas, they didn't reach out to me, nor Armani's mom, nor my daughter, because my daughter was the one that reported him missing. So if you didn't want to check with my daughter who reported him missing, you didn't want to try to contact his mother to get an accurate story. You didn't want to contact me to get an accurate story, because myself and my youngest daughter have always been the individuals who have spoken with law enforcement and gone to the police department. So the fact that they didn't reach out to any of us to get the true facts about his, you know, whether he identified as gay and versus them assuming that he was transgender because he was known to wear female clothing, you know, quite often. You know, he would sometimes dress as a male in the daytime and dress as a female at night, you know, and interchange it. So it wasn't just him constantly wearing women clothing all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, let's backtrack really quick. So let's backtrack to the date of June 3rd, 2017, you get a phone call from your daughter saying something is wrong. I haven't heard from Armani. We need to call the police. Or what happened there?
She actually had searched for Armani several days prior to her contacting, you know, letting me know, should I say, because she did let Armani's mom know, okay, I hadn't heard from him. Have you heard from him? But my daughter actually tried to look for him on her own prior to reaching out to law enforcement and even to me. But prior to that, she had asked Armani's mom, have you heard from him today? And she said no, because Armani's mom works in the home health field. She does home health for seniors. And but leading up to that, Armani had been violently assaulted by three different perpetrators leading up to June the 3rd. And one particular perpetrator sought him out, hunted him down like an animal on three different occasions to violently assault him with the intent to cause him physical harm. And this particular person and one of the other two perpetrators, or the two of the three perpetrators, violently assaulted Armani on June the 3rd. And after that, he was never seen alive again.
And so I think that's what we need to get into is kind of like the timeline of events leading up to Armani's disappearance. So, okay, let's establish what's happening here. So leading up to his June 3rd disappearance in 2017, what do you guys know about the days leading up to that? What occurred?
Starting the week of May the 22nd of 2017 is when one of the three perpetrators began to search him out, hunt him down to intentionally cause him physical harm. Now, Armani was in a same-sex relationship with one of the three perpetrators, and he knew all three of these individuals. He knew them well. They all knew one another. So these were not strangers who were violently assaulting Armani. There was a female and two males.
Here's a breakdown of the timeline of events. According to Robin, on May 22nd of 2017, Armani was attacked. Then the next week, on May 30th, that same person allegedly placed harassing calls to Armani to lure him out of his home. Then on May 31st, Robin says that Armani was shot at inside of his apartment and attacked at his front door. She also says the incident was captured on video, posted on Facebook, and given to police. 3 days later, on June 3rd of 2017, Armani was assaulted again and vanished. Then, on July 24th, 7 weeks later, his skeletal remains were found in the road on a residential street, and the remains were so decomposed, a cause of death was never fully determined.
Each one of the assaults against him by this particular perpetrator, she always had somebody aiding her in violently assaulting Armani. The week of May 22nd, they tracked Armani down at this strip mall that had a smoke shop, a barbecue place, and they cornered him there, and all three of them violently assaulted him that day. And then several weeks later, on May the 30th, she continued to, she started placing harassing phone calls to Armani's home phone, trying to get him to come out, lure him outside of his home. He wouldn't take the bait. So all of a sudden, a gun bullet pierces through Armani's and his mother's living room window, and they live on the second floor. And so once the bullet pierced through the living room window, that's what caused Armani and his mom to go outside to ask them, the bystanders, did they see who actually did the shooting? And none of the people stood out that were standing outside were willing to come forward because they were friends of this particular person that fired the bullet into the window. Now, mind you, according to the apartment complex leasing manager, the security surveillance cameras right outside Armani and his mother's unit supposedly were inoperable that day. So it didn't actually capture the image of the person that actually did the shooting. But for this person to make phone calls the day before, violently assault him several weeks before that, make harassing phone calls the same day, minutes before the bullet enters into the apartment. Then as soon as Armani steps outside of his home, this person is to violently assault him.
There's a couple of questions that come to mind, and I'm sure it'll be the questions of people who are listening to this right now. Mm-hmm. Number one, so what you believe to be the cause for his disappearance would be his connection to these people. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, my question is, what's the problem? What is the root cause of why these people would want to attack Armani? So why were they after him is my question.
The female perpetrator stated to law enforcement, to Dallas police, that her altercation with Armani stemmed from, she said Armani stole money from her government food stamp card. is what caused them to be into it with one another. But at first she said Armani stole $400 from her. And to say that he stole $400 from you, then did he steal 400 in cash? She didn't say whether it was cash or not. But as she was questioned, it was she stated that Armani stole $400 worth of food stamps from her monthly food stamp card. So as she continued to be questioned by different detectives within the Dallas Police Department, one pressed her and said, well, how could he steal from your personal debit, food debit card, if there's a four-digit personal PIN that only you should have access to? And at that point, she had to admit, okay, well, I gave him the PIN number, but he still stole the money from my car. She said, well, no. She said, if he stole from the car, then he would have committed this act without your knowledge. The whole thing it was that she would solicit Armani's help to sell her food stamps every month in exchange for cash to buy drugs, because that's what they did together. Oh. So when that situation went bad between the two of them is when she began to hunt him down to violently assault him. Now, what went wrong with that scenario, none of us will never know, because it was a thing that they did together more than 2.5, 3 years. She would solicit his help every month to sell her food stamps in exchange for cash for them to purchase drugs.
Okay, so let's just get this cleared out really quick then. So if Armani was involved with this, it's safe to assume that he was a drug user with this lady.
All three of them were. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just so people understand that is the situation and the relationship they had. And it would seem to me that $400, I mean, I know $400 depends on how you measure it as yourself, but that seems to be not enough to want to, you know, take someone out. That's why I'm, you know, was there more than that going on there? Especially considering the fact that there was supposedly a relationship within this family, right? So,
and that's what she was telling the people around her, the reason that she was violently assaulting him and searching him out, you know, seeking him out, hunting him like an animal. This is the story that comes from her as to the reason why she was so angry with him and wanted to fight him all the time, every time she saw him or hunted him down to do it. And with Armani's same-sex partner, Armani no longer wanted to be in the same-sex relationship with him anymore. And that caused him to start violently assaulting Armani, because Armani no longer wanted to be in this relationship with him anymore.
I reached out to Dallas police to get an update on the case and suspects, and it took a while to hear back. But I did get a response from their public information officer, Jesse Carr, and I'm told that the case is still under investigation. And that's pretty much all they had to say.
The second of the three perpetrators aided this female in violently assaulting Armani. Now, this second person, he was a low-level drug dealer in the community. Armani's same-sex partner was a low-level drug dealer in the community. So when Armani and this female would sell the food stamps in exchange for cash, these two low-level drug dealers would be the ones that they would purchase the drugs from.
I want you to tell me about where these individuals are now, because from what I understand, one of them is no longer alive. One is in jail and one is not in jail, right?
That's correct. The female is not in jail, has never been arrested. The second of the three perpetrators, one of the low-level drug dealers, was shot and killed in November of 2019 while committing additional crimes in and around Dallas. Okay. And Armani's same-sex partner has been remanded to state prison since December of 2017.
Okay. Now, and this is a question I'm sure people would ask. What makes you believe it's them? Could it have been someone else who Armani had issues with that could have been responsible for this? Why, aside from the people and the obvious, you know, the past things leading up to this date, but maybe could there have been someone else, you know, that in the picture that you guys may not be aware of who may have been involved with his disappearance and his death?
Well, we don't believe that. And the reason being is because the female perpetrator On the day of the shooting incident, May the 31st, she went to her Facebook page and was bragging about the shooting. And since then, she has also stated to another person that knew her and Amani well, claiming she was given specific details, of what happened to him. And come to find out, when his remains were recovered, some of what she was saying is true. And, since it's still an ongoing investigation, I really can't say exactly what it was that she said, but that signifies to us. And not only that, the fact that she hunted him down like an animal. She sought him on three separate occasions. She went out of her way to find him. And on the day of the shooting incident, it's so ironic that once the phone call, harassing phone calls stopped that day, all of a sudden she figured like, okay, I can't get him to come outside with these phone calls. All of a sudden the bullet pierces through the living room window. That drew Armani outside. And once that drew him outside, the brief cell phone video, one of the female perpetrator's friends sitting conveniently by to record it and then posted it on Facebook the same day. They were on the scene to see the fight. The young man that was killed and the female perpetrator, they were telling how this the male that's deceased was actually holding Armani down while the female was violently assaulting Armani on June the 3rd, because she couldn't handle Armani by herself. Although Armani was tall and skinny, she's a heavier person and much bigger than Armani. So she couldn't handle him on her own. And they expressed that that particular day, Armani had hit her and given her a black eye this day. And she did actually have a black eye. When they were describing it, the details of the assault on June the 3rd.
Okay.
And some of the people that lived in the apartment complex as well were telling Armani's mom and my daughter about the fight. So several people saw the fight.
Oh, let me just double check this too. The pronouns, he was Armani referred to as he, or was there a pronoun thing? Just to make sure that I'm, appropriately referring to Armani the right way, as
Well,
far as
yes,
the
his
pro.
family always referred to him as he, even though he dressed in female clothing, because
Oh,
he
okay, just to
never.
make sure I have that cleared up, just
Yes.
to be respectful of that, right?
Yes.
It was June the 3rd when he was reported missing, right?
Yes.
Okay, then after that, what happens? What happens with the investigation? What happens with police? Where do things stand today?
Nothing happened when she reported him missing. She called Dallas police to report him missing. She was told during that phone call to contact Namus. So she contacted Namus to report him missing. Namus in turn tells her to contact law enforcement to report him missing. So each entity, one tells her to call the other tells her to call law enforcement. And so at this point, she begins looking for him on her own since she couldn't get any assistance from law enforcement, or Namus told her to call law enforcement. Law enforcement tells her to call Namus. So she started searching for him on her own. Never heard from him, was never able to locate him. And the sad part about it is the day that Armani's remains were discovered, still didn't get the call from law enforcement once the purse was found. Armani had a purse. And once that purse was found, there was a female's phone number inside that purse. Now, my daughter's name is the same name of the first name that was on this piece of paper that was inside the purse. So one, the lead detective at that time placed a phone call to that phone number, and the young lady answered the phone. So he visited her the same day and ask questions. The questions that he began to ask her immediately told her, that they had found, something belonging to him, the reason that they were contacting her, because her phone number was in the purse. She had no idea that it was in the purse, but she knew that for them to reach out to her, it had to be about Armani. So at that point, he said, "Well, I can't tell you anything specific. We found this phone number in a purse that we found." And so at that point, this young lady reached out to her sister that knew and knows my youngest daughter and our mom, Money's mom, very well, because this young lady lived in the same apartment complex. So she went to my sister's apartment and my youngest daughter was there. And she said, "Well, the detective just reached out to my sister asking her questions about her money." She said, "In the fact, it had been 7 weeks at that point, that he had been missing." And that's how we got the news about it. We didn't learn it from law enforcement. We learned it from people that knew our money.
Wow. And so let me ask you this. How far away from where Armani lived were the remains, was the remains found? Like how, what was the distance between those two locations?
It's less than 5 minutes from where he lives. So it's literally around the corner.
7 weeks went by. Okay, almost 2 months went by. And he was literally just in this space that, and I'm wondering, like, were people just walking by, driving by, didn't even, was it a wooded area? I'm just trying to figure out how no one could
It's
have seen.
actually a vacant lot. It's in a dead end, residential dead end. The vacant lot is in a residential dead end. So that's where his remains were found.
I know when I was looking through things, as far as the cause of death, that's still undetermined because they only have the skull and the one bone. Is that all they
They six bones total. Six bones total.
So you'll
So
never
his
really know what the true cause of death was in this case then, huh?
right, because what the ME's office said that the bones that they did recover had no bullet wounds or striations or anything on them to make a definitive determination as to what may have happened.
So let's get into the challenges that you've been facing, that your family has been facing with this case. I know you have a change.org petition on right now that has some signatures. You guys are pretty close to your goal in that. Let's kind of run through what you would like to see happen and where do you think things went wrong in this case?
Where things went wrong, Armani's case was constantly pushed to the side at the expense of other cases. That's what went wrong. Bias and predetermined theory about Armani because he was gay and black, living in an impoverished neighborhood, raised by a financially challenged single parent,
Now, more than 7 years after Armani's death, Robin says they launched a change.org petition to bring more attention to the case. They're asking that the Texas Rangers and Attorney General's office do a review of the case. They also want Dallas police to conduct forensic ballistics testing on the bullet fired into Armani's home on May 31st of 2017. On top of that, they want a new and expanded search of the crime scene where Armani was found for more evidence. And one of the biggest things would be to change Armani's cause of death from undetermined to homicide.
Armani's mom raised him as a single parent. Armani was a latchkey kid, and his mom has always worked, him growing up. And once he started hanging around with certain crowds, even in the sixth grade, and by him being a latchkey kid and his mom being at work, the people that he associated himself with, he just decided he wanted to start trying to skip school and do as he see other kids do that, had single parents that really didn't care what they did and where they went, but that wasn't the case with him. He had people that cared about him. And I was always on him once I got wind of him deciding he wanted to try to skip school. And I was like, no, that's just not gonna happen. So I stayed on him. He about middle school, maybe the eighth going into the ninth grade. He just decided he just didn't give up, didn't want to go to school anymore. So at that point, he had to be placed into this
Like alternative school or something like that.
it was a program and that he had to stay at this facility to be forced to get do his schoolwork. And at one point, he did tell my youngest daughter, "Well, I want to come to stay with you guys." She said, "Well, you know how my mama is, education, you're gonna have to go to school, that because that's something she don't play about." So, before that move-in date came, he changed his mind because he knew if you come and stay with me, you're gonna have to go to school.
You don't play. You don't play.
No,
I
not
got
about
you,
that
Auntie. You do
education.
not play. I got you on that.
No.
So let me ask you this. So tell me about Armani for people who may not know about personality-wise, right? So tell me about what Armani was like, and and all that type of thing, so people get a perspective of him as a person.
Right. Always the life of the party. He can walk into the room if anybody is having a bad day or has had a bad day. When he walk into the room, he just wanted everybody to always keep a smile on their face. That laughing, dancing, he just always wanted everybody around him to be happy. He was an only child, so anytime he was around family and who he thought were his friends.
But did Armani have like any type of, I know he had a struggle, he had the substance use struggles. But were there any life goals or any direction? You said he started doing hair. Is that pretty much where he was going with things at that point?
Yes. Hair and fashion is what, his passion was.
Okay.
And he was pretty good at it. He was pretty good at it. And I was hoping, that was a path that even though he decided he didn't want to sit in a school building, I told him you could still, get your GED and still pursue, the hair. But
As far as the impact on the family, how are you guys dealing with all of this? What has been the impact? It has to be agony not having closure in the case.
it is. To see the grief on his mom's face every day is what drives me. It is what gets to me. Her son and only child, that's a pain that I can't even imagine. And I don't even try, to imagine how she feels. To no longer have him, around. And the bittersweet part of it is my oldest daughter and Armani share the same birthday. So when December the 19th rolls around, we just don't know how to really enjoy the moment while we still grieving him and still need to celebrate my daughter, because she's still here. That's something that we have to learn how to really get into and celebrate because it's not fair to her, that we as a family can't celebrate her because we're still mourning, the loss of our money. But to see the grief on his mom's face every day is a pain to me, because it's something that she doesn't share. How she really feels, but you can see it all over her face. You can see it all over her face. And that's the painful part of it for me.
What would you like to say to people who have been helping you, and what do you need right now?
I need for law enforcement to do their job to protect and serve. Armani's case hasn't been given the attention that it deserves. If his case is just given the attention that it deserves, a lot of things will be uncovered. Do what you took the oath to do. They do that. Basic 101 is going to uncover answers to his case. Just need that time and effort put into it. Just need that time and effort. And what I would ask anybody, the person and people who know something, please say something. That's we ask the public's help, and we will be eternally grateful, because Armani's mother and our family deserve those answers.
And what will you continue to do at this point? I mean, there's no search that's needed, so because you've had time to figure all of that out with Armani. But is there anything else that you want people to know about your family, the situation altogether?
Well, I'm still pursuing it, actively pursuing it. There was a detective actually reassigned to Armani's case in July of 2023. So he's actively taking up where the two previous detectives with the Dallas Police Department, where they failed, because the things that I asked them to do, they told me, assured me they would do it, didn't do it. So now this detective is starting from scratch 6 years later. So he's behind the eight ball in even getting those basic things done. Armani's evidence in his case was never tested until this detective took over in July of 2023,
Including the bullet.
including the bullet and his clothing from the crime scene.
All right, Robin, thank you so much for talking with me today. And I'll definitely, put this story together and do everything I can to get Armani's story out there. And if anything else comes up, you never know what people will say things on the internet. There's a video posted on the internet right before, right? So
That's
you
true.
never know what information we'll get, in this particular case. And if it happens, I'll be the first one to give you a call for sure.
And I certainly appreciate that, because and one thing too, I'm looking forward to going to Congress next year. I'm going to Congress about his case next year. Most definitely. That's my main goal. And that was the purpose too of the change.org petition, to get Congress and the state Senate's attention regarding his case. There are no resources for families who are still seeking answers to cold cases. And that's unfortunate. It's extremely unfortunate.
When it comes to my final thoughts about this case, it's pretty clear that Armani was having issues with people that he was associated with, and his aunt believes that they could be responsible for his disappearance. And remember the gunshots at Armani's home that happened around the same time of his disappearance? Robin also says that Armani was assaulted just days before he vanished. And while the family has closure of knowing where Armani is now, they do need to know who's responsible for his disappearance and his death, and they want justice for their loved one. My number one question is, who would have a motive to hurt Armani? Well, Robin says that it has something to do with some missing money and some food stamps. At the end of the day, this is a tragic story, and family members say to this day, Armani's cause of death is still listed as undetermined. If you have any information in this case, call Special Investigations Detective Michael Yerrick at 216-671-3677. If you have a case that you want me to check out, just visit me on the Intrigued Full Effect website or email me at intriguedfulleffect@hotmail.com. Until next time, be safe and stay true. The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Intrigued Full Effect, Curious Cases, Disappearances, and Other Stuff podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of the host. The primary purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. The host of this podcast assumes no liability or responsibility for any activities in connection with opinions shared in the podcast. The podcast and blog associated with it shall not be used in any legal capacity or as a basis for expert testimony. Any copyright material in the podcast is approved by the owner or is part of the public domain. Music by Pond 5.